We're on Beis Amud Beis towards the bottom. Elamiha. We're just trying to find where the source of what Rava said, that Ein Onus Begitten, that by Gitten the same halacha doesn't apply that we said in the Mishnah, that if the deadline came and for some reason there was an onus why they didn't have Nisuin, then he doesn't become responsible to support her. But by Gitten it's not like that. Even an onus would, what's it called, would the get would take effect, even if there was an onus that prevented the Tanai from being bottled. Okay. Elameha. Maybe this is the source of what Rava said, Ein Onus Begitten. Dahuda Omar Lahu Ilo Asino Mikan Ve'Ataltin Yomim Lahavigita. Somebody told his wife that if I don't come back within 30 days, then the get should take effect. Also, the Sof Taltin Yom, he came back towards the end of the 30 days. Upaske Mivra, and he found that the ferry was on the other side of the river, and he couldn't get over the river. So Omar Lahu Chazud Asoy, look, I'm here. He didn't actually come back because he couldn't cross the river. It was an onus. And so he actually didn't fulfill the condition that if I didn't come back, then it's a get. He didn't come back. But he didn't come back because of an onus. So if onus is a taina, then he didn't break the Tanai. Right? He didn't not come back because he couldn't have come back. So that's not the breaking of the Tanai. But if Ein Onus Begitten, that's not a taina, then the fact that he didn't come back because he couldn't doesn't make a difference. The mice, he didn't come back, the get's a get.
What point does he have to be back? Where? His house?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever they said. If I come back here, yeah. From where he said, where he gave the get. Samara says, so that Lechor is a Makor. You see over here that not coming back, but onus is still considered not coming back. And the Tanai, what's it called, is Mekoyim and the get to get. Samara says, Omar Shmuel Lav, one second. Omar Shmuel Lav Shmei Masha. So Shmuel said that this is not called coming back, and therefore, what's it called? Even though he could have come back had there not been an onus, that doesn't count, and therefore it's not considered like he came back, and therefore the get's a get. Morris says no. The Dilma unsa the shchiach shani, the kiven di boy le lasnuye velo asni iu da afsir anafshe. He says that the Morris says maybe this is different. Maybe an onus that happens often, right? You have to contemplate it, and if you didn't mention it and specifically exclude that, then you meant to say that you don't care about onsen. You don't care if an onus happens, and therefore that was part of the condition. Part of the condition was, no matter what reason I don't come back, the get's going to be a get, because he should have understood that it's possible that something will prevent him from coming back, and he should have spoken out completely. He should have spoken out openly, accepting where I am prevented from coming back against my will. Since he didn't speak that out, and he, what's it called, obviously he didn't care. If he doesn't come back, he doesn't come back. And that was part of the condition to begin with. The Samara says, Ela Rava Svara Dinashati Rashi, Paske Mivra, right? Hanar Hitsiko. The river prevented him from coming back. Because the ferry was on the other side and he couldn't cross the river. So he yelled from the other side, I'm here, but he didn't actually come. So he was prevented from coming, and still we see the get's a get. It's not called coming back, and therefore the Tanai, if I don't come back within 30 days, was Mekuyim, and the get's a get. If she wants to, she can get married to somebody else. The Gamla Kahunin, if Selis Mayam, she's also possible to a Kohen because she's a Grusha. So the get take effect. Ela Rava Svara Dinafshe Koma. Rava didn't have a source clearly that Ein Onus Begitten, but he said it Mishvara. Mishum Tznu also Mishum Prutzos. The reason why Ein Onus Begitten is because of tznuos and prutzos. Mishum tznuos, because there'll be extra women who are extra tznuah. The e amris lo lahavi get, if we'll say that if there's an onus, it won't be a get. In other words, in the case where he said, if I don't come back in 30 days, it's a get, and something prevented him from coming back. So if the halacha would be that even though he was prevented from coming back, the onus, it's still not a get, right? Zimnin, the low onus, sometimes there wouldn't be an onus, and he wouldn't come back because he could have come back and didn't, and therefore it is a get. The sovra, the onus, umiagna, and she'll think, she'll be extra frum, and she'll be choshesh that maybe there was an onus, and she won't get married, and she'll be an aguna her whole life. So because of those extra tznuos, we said that onus is not going to dissolve the get, and even if he didn't come back, but onus is going to be a get. Umishum prutzos, and also because of prutzos. Diyomris lo lahavigita, if you'll say that an onus will prevent it from being a get, right? In other words, he said, if I don't come back within 30 days, and something prevented him from coming back against his will, or again, what's it called, beyond his control, so then it's not a get, okay? Zimnin de onus, so what's going to happen? Sometimes there will be an onus, the omra lo onus, and she'll say there was no onus. If we say that it's not a get, right, if we say that what's it called, right, if we say that it's not a get, then she'll use that as an excuse. Really, there was no onus. Really, there was an onus. And therefore, if it's not a get, it's not a get, and she can't get married. She's going to be a prutza, and she's going to say there was an onus. And therefore, what's it called? It's not a get. It is a get, and therefore, what's it called? I can get married. It's going to really be an onus, and it's not going to be a get, and she's going to say it wasn't an onus, and therefore it was a get. The Oslo Minsava, and she'll go and get married, right? Bemazik, and she'll use this as an excuse. The Nimtza get batul b'nei manzerim, and the truth is that there was an onus, and if yesh onus begitten, then the get will be batul, and she'll have gotten married, and her children will be manzerim. Rashi zin de lo onus. Rashi before. No. Zin de lo onus the havigita. Right? If we say that yesh onus begitten, sometimes there, what's it called, won't be an onus, and he won't come back, and the get will be a get. The sovra, and she'll think, dilma onus, and she'll be afraid, she's a tznua. She'll be afraid, well, maybe he didn't come back because he couldn't come back. Maybe there was an onus, and therefore, what's it called, it's not really a get. And she'll be choshish, wrongly, and she won't get married. The eino get, the tidagli nosi, or the opposite. She'll be a prutza, and really there will have been an onus, and therefore what's it called, the get is bottle, because yesh tainus onus begitten, if we would say that, and she will say that it wasn't an onus, and the get's good get, and she'll get married. And then what's it called, her children be mamzerim. Uminsava, kshiyava viyomer, nenasti, when he comes and he says, no, I didn't come back because of an onus, Nimtza get batul b'nei mina achrum mamzerim. L'fichach amru yehei get. Therefore they said that it's going to be a get to avoid any problems. Even if he didn't come back ba'onus, the get will be a get. So now the Gemara says, umi ika midi, did it miraisa lo havi get him yishum tznuos um yishum prutza sharin eishas isli alma. Comes out that mina Torah yesh onus begit. Really, the get is what's it called, is batul. And the reason he didn't come back is he couldn't come back, that's not considered that he broke the Tanai. And really, the get is no get. And Rava said, the Rabbanan, because of Prutos and Tznuos, made it a get. How could you make a get from something that's not a get? Really, this woman is still married. And the Rabbanan came along and said that this get, which is really worthless, is a get, and she's not married. How could the Rabbanan take a married woman and make her unmarried? Where it says, in... called the Mekadesh al daite the Rabbanan Mekadesh. When a person gets married, he does it al daite the Rabbanan. In other words, his marriage is contingent on the Rabbanan agreeing to his marriage. And if something happens that later on the Rabbanan said, in this situation we never would have agreed to the marriage to begin with, then retroactively there's no marriage. It's like he made the marriage on a condition that the Rabbanan agree.
What? This is kiddushin, this is different.
No, so therefore, the way that they made this get work, they said like this. if it'll ever come to a situation that a person will give a get to his wife and he'll make a condition and he won't come back because of an onus, then retroactively we're taking away the kedusha. It never was a kedusha. Fiatkinu rabban le kedusha mine. So it comes out it's not really a get, it's just that it never was a kedusha. Right, that, oh, Tosu says that that's why we say Kedas Moshe of Israel. We say it openly, like Kedas Moshe of Israel, because Kol HaMekadosh Adaita D'Rabban HaMekadosh. So Omer Le Ravina Le Ravashi Teinach Kadosh B'Kaspa. There's a way of doing that if you're Mekadosh B'Kesef. Kadosh B'Biyah Ma'ikah L'Meimer. So Rashi has two ways of learning. The Iker way is that Kesef, the Rabbanan had some mechanism how to be Mevatel the Kedushin. Hefker based on Hefker. So what they did, they said, is retroactively the money that he gave for Kedushin is Hefker, wasn't his. We have a right to be Mafker Kesef, and we were Mafker his Kesef retroactively. That's what the Rabbanan said is, if this case will ever come up, retroactively, we're taking away the Kedushin. How did they do it? By making the Kesef, not his, which they have the power to do when it comes to money. But if he was Mekadosh with Bia, how can they, what can they do to the Bia? The Maisa, he was Mekadosh. How can they take it away? So the Gemara says, Shavu Rabbanan lebilos ubilos nus enechanami. They made the Bia considered not Bia, Bia's Kedushin. They considered it Bia's nus. And therefore the Rabbanan have that power too. The other way of learning, we'll see in Rashi, is that Kedushe Kesef is only the Rabbanan. Because we learn it from a Xerishova, Kicha, Kicha, Misnei Ephraim. Kedushe Bia, it says Beferish in the Torah. So the Rabbanan can take away a Kedushin to Rabbanan, but they can't take away a Kedushin to Araisa. And where says, no, they can do that too. Even a Kedushin to Araisa. Rashi says, not true. Kesef is Xerishova, is Minat Torah, it's not the Rabbanan. And therefore, the what's it called, both Kedushe Kesef and Kedushe Bia are Minat Torah. Not Kedushin to Rabbanan. If a woman is married through Kesef, she's Mizana, she gets Misa. So it's not, even though the Rambam also says Kedusha Kesef is Medivrei Sofrim, but the Rambam calls Divrei Sofrim anything that's not the Therish in the Torah that we learn out from one of the Gimel Midos. That's also called Divrei Sofrim. But it doesn't mean it's Rabbanan, it's Min HaTorah. Okay. But there is such a Shita that holds that Kedusha Kesef is only the Rabbanan. Rashi. Right, coming out that really yesh onus begin, and if there's an onus, it's not considered like it like the Tanai was abrogated, because we find that an onus is pater mikol haTorah kula, right? Lenar lo sasa dover. If a woman is raped, we don't punish her because she was it's against her will. She is against her. She didn't do it on purpose. She did it against her will. So we see that onus is always considered like you didn't do it. Now we're saying though, but rabbinically, the Rabbanan said, ain't onus begin. Because, Rava said, because it's nuos and prutos. So it comes out, really, minat Torah, this get is a get. This get is not a get. And really, what's it called? Because he didn't not come back. He was against his will that he didn't come back. And that doesn't break the Tanai. And therefore, what's it called? The get is not a get. And she really still a married woman. And the Rabbanan came along and said, we don't consider that a taina, and the get is a get. So how would they matter an Eishes Ish when really she's still married? Call a Mekadosh, Yishal Dashi, and Higu Chachme Yisrael, be Yisrael who Mekadosha. Whenever a person marries a woman, he does it on the condition that it is acceptable to the Rabbanan. Shiu Kayomim Kedushin Lefi Divrei Chachomim. And therefore, if it's not acceptable, he's like he made a condition. If it's not acceptable, I don't want this marriage to be a marriage. And the mechanism they did is, they said, in this kind of case, we're going to make the Kedushin batel mafreya through a get that really is not a get, but we want some mechanism to be. Fiatkinu rabon lekedushin, kishiyovo get kazeh harehim. If there ever come out a situation like this, that somebody will give a get and make a tznai and not be mekayim the tznai because of an onus, then retroactively we never wanted the kedushin. And even though it comes out she never was married, right, but the chorus she still could be ushered to a kohen because it's no worse than a reyach she'll get. Right? But it could be not. It could be whether a woman in this situation will be ushered to a kohen or not, not 100% sure. Mursa's Tainach lemeimer afgatet kiddik kodesh bekashba. When can you say the Rabbanan retroactively took away the kedushin if the guy made kedushin with keset? The name of getze okara kedushin va'osa mos matana mikara. Then we can say the mechanism was that if there will be such a situation like this get, then retroactively they made the kesef kedushin hefker matana, and not kesef kedushin. The Rabbanan have power over money matters. Kaddish Mabiya, my afkate mikoraika. What could the Rabbanan do if the guy was Makadish Mabiya? How could they make the Kedushin retroactively? No Kedushin. Bishlom al yidei get kosher, regular get, right, takes away the Kedushin, breaks the Kedushin. Afal pisha Kedushin kayomin, even though the Kedushin took effect, ad achshav, gzeres akosav isha get korsav. That's what a get does. A get breaks a Kedushin. But here we're not breaking the Kedushin. We're trying to say that the Kedushin never existed. But Lamaisa, he was Makadisha with Bia. How do we take away that fact? Umatari Sura Mikan Lahaba. Avozesha ain't no get. This is not really a get. So this get can't take away the marriage from now on. It's only a means to say that the Rabbana took away the Kedushin from the beginning. But how do they do that if the guy was Makadisha with Bia? Right? Avozesha ain't no get in our Torah. The atom achshirom et neidaito shel zeh shekidshu al das chachomin ushebitlo al pi chachomin tzorech atalomer shemikorin lo yikedushin. Here we have to say that retroactively it never was a kedushin. Lamaisa, he was makadisha with bia. How do we dissolve that? The ikadisha bia the ato oker kedushin lafreya matei al biyoso. The Gemara says enochanami shavi rabban al biyoso b'lesnos. The person has in mind that even if in the end it's going to come out that he lived with this woman, biznus, if the Rabbana didn't want the Kedushin, he's nich with that too. The Mafreya they get you and the Vrayam Bilas Nus. The Yesh Ben Komach Lasos came. Sharehuch Tolabah, they have the power to do that because the Maisa, when he made the marriage, he made it on condition that the Rabbana agreed. So that condition wasn't fulfilled, therefore there's no Kedushin. He had Bia, so it's Bias Nus.
But Bias Nus doesn't get Malchus.
No, because here he did it basically boldness, whatever. Shamati kol rabosai meforshim. Rashi says that's my pshat, but all my rabosai said the kaddish b'kaspa kedusha d'rabbanan in it. That the meaning of the Gemara is if you're kaddish with kesha, that's only kedusha d'rabbanan. So the rabbanan can dissolve a kedusha d'rabbanan. But how do they dissolve a kedusha d'oraisa? Yes, shalomer can. You can't say that. Chada d'gzeirah shodehi kicha kicha misdei Ephraim. The Chol Halomid Megzereshove to Moshe Kosum Mefurishu the Chol Dover. Megzereshove is like it's written openly in the Torah. It's not a Durabonan. Va'od Idur Rabbanan inu Eich Soklan Al Yoda. If Kedusha Kesa is only Durabonan, how could a woman get Skila if she's Mezana after Kedusha Kesa? Right? Umbevin Chulin Lazor Al Shigosa. And if she was what's it called Meshoge Mezana, she has to bring a Chatas. How could she bring a Chatas? It's only Chulin Bazora. There's no real reason to bring a chas, not really married. The sof, kik mashanin and shavi rabbanu bilos or bilos nus, al korku tzorach atol afar, shekamosha pirasti, shakedushin ne korim me korim, velomikan lahaba. It's not that the rabbanan are mevatel a kedushin to rabbanan. It's that we say that the mechanism works retroactive, and therefore it can work by bia also. Vabaforish lomer shavi rabbanu lechom mekadshe bia bilos nus, tals gomeru. And somebody wants to say that every time a person's mekadish would bia, the Rabbanan made that bia bilas nus. They didn't allow you to mekadesh with bia. That's ridiculous, right? Ubola hatar eshesi shamiskadeshes with bia below get. Somebody says that is going to say that if a man was mekadesh with bia, even though we're not allowed to do it, and you get malchus the Rabbanan for being mekadesh with bia because it's a chutzpah, right? Rav used to give malchus to somebody's mekadesh with bia, but if you did it, it takes effect. The kedushin is a kedushin. We never find such a thing that Makadosh Bia doesn't take effect. That the Rabbanan made every Kedushe Bia, they just said you're not allowed to do it. They didn't say you can't do it. Okay. It doesn't help. Okay, go on.
But Shtar doesn't say anything.
Shtar is also, we learn from Psukim. Shtar and Bia are Mefurish in the Torah. Okay. Omer Le Ravina, okay, we have here. Ika Diamre. Some say that the opposite is what Rava said. Omar Rava v'chein le'inyin gitin, right? That Rava said that the same halacha applies to Gittin that applies over here, and that is that yesh onus begin. That if, what's it called, if for some reason he didn't come back due to circumstances beyond his control, that's not considered like he didn't come back. And the get is, what's it called, not a get. The opposite of what we said before. And the Tosus brings down that the Rabbeinu Chanan will paskin like the first lashon, that ain onus begin. That the onus doesn't, is not relevant, and if he doesn't come back, even from circumstances beyond his control, it's still a get. That's the halacha. But the Ikad the Amri says just the opposite. Yesh onus begitten, that what's it called, that if for some reason he made a t'nai and he wasn't mekayim the t'nai because of an onus, then that's not considered like he broke the t'nai, and what's it called, and therefore the get's no get. Al mekasova rava yesh onus begitten. Now the Gemara asks all the questions we had before. Right? If a person made a t'nai, that if I don't come back within 12 months, the get should be a get, and he died. So he didn't come back, right? But he wanted the get to be chal after the 12 months. So it's not a get, right? Mashma, mesu de'eno get. Only where, it's, where he died, it's not a get, because then the get has to take effect after death, and that can't be. But chala hareis a get. But if he would have gotten sick and didn't come back for circumstances beyond his control, it still would be a get, right? Would be a get. That's what we can infer. So you see that what's it called? Yesh onus begitten. That it would, what's it called? That well, that ain't onus begitten. That the fact is that since he didn't come back, even though it was circumstances beyond his control, this get's still a get. Right, so it's a kasha on this lashon. Right, before we wanted to bring a raya to ein onus begitten from here. Now we're bringing a kasha on yesh onus begitten. Where it says no, if he got sick, it also wouldn't be a get, because what's it called, yesh onus begitten, and therefore what's it called, the fact that he didn't come back because he was sick would make it not a get. I, why did it say then die? Tell me a bigger chiddush. Even if he's still alive and he didn't come back, he's still not a get, right? The he gufa kamashmalan wanted to tell me that chiddush. The ain't get lachermisa wanted to tell me ain't get lachermisa. Mars says ain't get lachermisa hatani le reisha. We already know that from the reisha of ain't get lachermisa, because it said the feirish in the reisha that if I give a woman a get after I die, after I finish the sickness and die from it, it's no get. Mars says no dimala pukim the rabosenu. Maybe it comes to tell me that if since you wrote a date in, since what's it called, you wrote a date in the get, zmano shel get mochiach olav, that you meant to make the get take effect retroactively, and therefore it said even in such a case, ain't get lacher misa. Toshma me'achshov im lobosim mikan vat shnei maser chodesh umeis besos shnei maser chodesh areiz a get. If a guy said, I'm giving you the get now, right, that it should take effect now on condition that I don't come back within 12 months, so it takes effect retroactively, and then he died within the 12 months, it is a good get, right? My lav hu adin lechala, wouldn't it be the same halacha if he what's it called, if he got sick? Mor says lo meis dafka, dafka if he died, so lo nichale tipul kama yotam. By meis he has a reason why he has in mind that if he dies he wants the get to take effect, because he doesn't want her to have Yibum. But if he got sick, that he doesn't want her to the get to take effect if he couldn't come back and he's still alive. Toshma, me'ahuda omer lehu ilo asina mikan vat shloshim yom lehavigita. From the case, the last case we had before. Guy said, if I don't come back in 30 days, it should be a get. Also, the sof taltnyom, he came back at the end of the 30 days, uposke mivra, and he couldn't get over the river. The omer lehu chazud asoy, and he said, what's it called? Look, I'm here. The Omar Shmuel said, Lo Shmei Masya. Right? That it's not considered coming back. So you see, what's it called? That Ain Onus Begitten. That the onus is not a taina. And he didn't come back. We don't care why he didn't come back. Lamaisa the get is a get. Mar says, no. Unsa the Shriach Shani. Kivin di boy li lasnuye velasne ihu da afsira nafshe. Maybe there's no raya. Maybe an onus that is usual, if the person didn't specifically exclude it, then he meant to say, I don't really care if it's an onus or not. But an onus that's not usual, which he didn't have to take into consideration. If it happens, then maybe what's it called? It's not considered that it's mevatel the tanai. So we have no raya one way or the other. And the end, like we said, is two lishonos. One rava said, ain onus begitten. The onus makes no difference. And the even if he doesn't fulfill the condition because of an onus, it's considered non-compliance with the condition, and the get's a get. And the second lashon is that makes a difference why he didn't come back. And the halacha is like the first lashon, that ain onus begitten. Okay. Tosfos brings down that there are stiras in various gemaras whether yesh onus or ain onus. And Tosfos says that there are three kinds of onsim. An onus that's very shriach, there for sure we say that if he would have wanted the onus to be excluded, he would have said something, because it's something new. Then that's one. Then there's an onus that's lo shriach at all. And that, what's it called, maybe that we say the person didn't have that in mind at all, right? Then could be yesh onus begitten. And what's it called? And the middle ground is where this machlokus is. And that's where the halacha lemaisa is ain onus begitten.
Come out from all of this that there should never be a din of eishes ishes.
Why?
You always create a situation afterwards. The machshiyah kedushin.
Yeah, but it only works. It doesn't work just like this. But first of all, the rabbanon didn't do that in order to encourage nus.
No.
Secondly, they only did it where somebody didn't do something wrong. But if somebody did something wrong, then they didn't make a situation to take away his kedushin, to take away what he did wrong.
The couple can make a situation afterwards. The same thing. Write a get.
There could be such a thing. Yeah, there's other situations like that, and there is a possibility that doing these kinds of things will mevatel the kedushin of Reya and take to it could be mamzerus.
So it will always be a hashav.
Not always, no, because these are since you have to do something and go through a whole long thing. Right now, you did the issur or whatever, because something could happen or whatever. That's not called hashav.